Comics for Beginners Podcast, Episode 2, Interviews from Comic-Con. I'm here at Comic-Con with Eisner Award-winning writer, artist, Nate Powell. Nate, what are you working on these days?
Right now I'm working on a graphic novel trilogy called March, which is the autobiography of civil rights legend John Lewis. So he's been co-authoring it with Andrew Iden, and I'm drawing it.
Okay, great. And what attracted you to the medium of comics back in the day when you started out?
Well, basically, I've been drawing since I was three. I've been reading comics since I was three. So when I started drawing comics seriously, I guess I had just turned 12 years old, and it just seemed like a very natural progression of my interest. And a lot of it was the accessibility. Once I figured out that I could publish my own comics with a photocopy machine and everything, it was a matter of having an idea and 3 months later being able to have something to show for it, something to spread around. A lot of it, yeah, was the accessibility of being able to start and finish an idea, being able to communicate something, even if back then, you know, it was like a guns and boobs adventure comic, you know? That's not the point. Yeah.
Cool. But it's not always a bed of roses. What's the most frustrating part of making comics for you?
Right now, I have a year and a half old daughter, and so I do a lot of the care for her during the week. It's me and her hanging out a lot of the times. So I've become a very disciplined person, and I think that's one of the greatest challenges in general. But a lot of it is knowing that many days I can only draw during a 2-hour window where she's napping. And finding the compromise, finding the middle ground between your discipline and having the mental space to actually become creative as a visual artist and not just hammer through your page while your child is asleep. So a lot of that is making sure you have the time to get in the frame of mind to do your best work. That can be the most challenging.
And if you could give one piece of advice to an aspiring comic book creator, what would that be?
I'd say that especially these days, the most fundamental thing would be if you want to, you know, get your books or get your idea out to other people, if you want to have publishers interested in you, I'd say don't wait for that to start publishing your own comics, whether it's using those on-demand print services or, more importantly, just photocopying the stories you're drawing, even if it's 8 pages. You know, like, I would set, you know, make sure you've got a story done every few months or every 6 months or whatever, and don't stop self-publishing your books just because you're looking for something beyond that. So I'd say always stay publishing so that you're able to look at it, even if you hate it by the time you print it, knowing that you're ready for the next step. So I'd say keep on self-publishing as part of the process.
It's a great advice. I wish I had met you back when I was starting out. If people want to find out more about you, where can they go online?
My website is seemybrotherdance.org. See my brother dance. Okay. And
can we see brother dance on the site?
Unfortunately, that is the part that sort of falls through the cracks. Yeah, there is no footage of my brother actually dancing. Beyond that, my primary publisher is Top Shelf, so their website is topshelfcomics.com.
Thank you very much.
I'm here at Comic-Con with writer, artist Josh Schalick of Falling Rock National Park. Is that your main thing right now, Josh? Is that what you're working on?
Yeah, that's I did Falling Rock as a comic strip for about 6 years, and this year I'm doing it as a quarterly comic book.
Okay, cool. And what attracted you to the medium of comics back in the day when you got started?
I read comic strips in the newspaper. My parents got the newspaper, and I originally got into Garfield. And then when I got a little bit older, my taste got more refined, and I did Calvin and Hobbes. And I haven't really looked back. That's still my favorite strip. Right. So that's why I started doing a comic strip myself.
Yeah, and you do everything yourself. You write and you draw and you have the online presence and all that. But, so what's the most frustrating part of that process for you?
I guess the frustration would be just getting it out there. Distribution is the hardest thing. Since I have to do it all myself right now, I just want as many people to have the opportunity to see it as possible. And even on the web, there's so many online comics and new things coming out all the time. It's hard to get people to notice you, pay attention.
Yeah. If you could give one piece of advice to aspiring comic book creators, what would that be?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say just to stick with it every day. I try to draw something every day just to stay in the habit of it. And if you're not getting interest from publishers, I'd say just do it yourself, because I found one of the most fun things that I didn't expect to enjoy was designing the books myself.
Cool, thanks. And if people want to find out more about you and your comics, where would they go online?
My website is my name. It's joshshalek.com. Or if you Google Falling Rock National Park, you'll find me.
Thanks very much. Have a good show.
Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.